Some people follow the rules, but where's the fun in that? I'm Soraya, and this is Rule Breakers, the podcast where we celebrate the rebels, the risk takers, and the ones who make their own way. Every week, I sit down with the boldest voices in sports, entertainment, and beyond to talk about breaking barriers, defying expectations, and rewriting the rules. No limits, no apologies, just real talk. Follow and listen to Rule Breakers with Soraya, an Odyssey podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, good morning. This is normally, just thought of that when you hear the steakhouse. So you're not alarmed, but the last 3 hours, you're like, what the hell's going on over there? Well, myself and Drew Butler having a good old time doing a few hours, filling in for the morning shift. Bo due to have a baby perhaps this week. Mikey on spring break. They asked the crew from the steakhouse to come here, and then a new iteration. A new iteration,
wow.
2.0 of the morning shift starting next Monday. But until then, it's myself and Rusty and Sandra. I got a bunch of guests coming through here. We'll do a bunch of stuff on the Masters coming up. Have some great baseball conversation. Some of my favorite chefs will come in.
Sweet.
Just because.
Yeah, big week here, man.
I think we're getting catered breakfast, but you're not going to be here.
What?
Yeah.
Can I drive in?
I think Conti's bringing us Brooklyn Bagel.
Ooh.
Have you done Brooklyn Bagel?
Yeah, of course.
Strong. Very strong.
So a lot of people are obviously making their way to the great state of Georgia for Masters
yes.
Week. I just got a text message. One of my friends from Arizona is here.
Yeah.
He's a PGA teaching professional. This is like his yearly pilgrimage.
Mecca, yeah.
He texts me, do you sports bet in Georgia? Why is my FanDuel locked out?
Yeah.
I said, you have to drive to Tennessee. I can't help you.
You hear Rusty's stories of the folks. Is that where they're driving to on Sunday mornings where their apps work?
I mean, I guess. That's the only place you can go.
There's
around
a gas
here.
Station or whatever it is on the outskirts, right? You got to leave about a 30-minute drive. You think all these dudes on their apps just hammering away.
As soon as you get across the geotag line, you're good to go.
You can do the Underdog Sports app, but that's just different. You're not it's a different kind of
It would be called
playing.
Daily Fantasy.
Yeah. Let's say it again.
That's daily fantasy.
Yeah, that's
not sports betting.
No, daily fantasy. Exactly right. The Underdog app. So you can get on that one as well. So one of those weeks here with baseball in town. Should be great weather Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, it looks
yep,
like, right?
All the way through after today.
Right?
Great weather.
And then the Augusta, you did a great job of kind of navigating how to handle the Masters. What are we looking for in every Masters? What are the storylines?
Biggest storylines this year are the two best players in the world, Rory McIlroy and Scottie Scheffler. Scottie Scheffler has been playing pretty good. You're so used to him winning so many golf tournaments. He's yet to get on the top of the leaderboard so far this year. But Rory McIlroy has won twice. He's got a couple of top fives. And the green jacket, the elusive green jacket, is the only thing that is missing in Rory McIlroy's golf resume. It is what will complete the career Grand Slam for him. So Rory has won a PGA Championship. He's won an Open Championship. He's won a U.S. Open. He famously had the lead on the 10th tee on Sunday afternoon in the Masters and completely imploded. That was 10-plus years ago. He has not won a major championship in 10-plus years. He missed a short putt in last year's U.S. Open that would have helped him get into a playoff to take on Bryson DeChambeau. So your biggest storyline, if you're watching casually ESPN Golf Channel, it will be Rory McIlroy. It will be Scottie Scheffler. Of course, there's no Tiger Woods this year, but the golf course should be in premier shape as it always is. Less trees this year because of Hurricane Helene this past offseason. It's going to be a great tournament. There's no question.
Yeah, we'll do our Masters Calcutta probably Wednesday. Our listeners have a chance to be able to hang out with us and get a big fancy dinner if you choose the right. We each get to draft, I think it's 5 golfers, and we get our top 4 scores. Is
yeah.
that right?
I've been abysmal in past years.
Do you have a couple of guys? Well, you don't have to tell me. Just save it, right?
I'll save it.
Save it for your whole. Put it in the holster, and you can take that out on Wednesday. You know, there's no question that the television event. First of all, the Masters were so far ahead with their app, right? Like they didn't just say we're going to do a good app. They got the greatest app ever, where you can watch any group at any time, any player at any time. Then there is the limited broadcast, but it's not that limited, on Saturday and Sundays on CBS, where Jim Nance, of course, used to do the double dip of the Final Four and then right into the Masters. Now he's not doing Final Fours anymore, so he'll just be doing that. And just, you know, hoping to come home on Saturdays and Sunday this weekend and seeing great golf. And how much not a story is the LIV guys, which 2 years ago was like the story. Yeah. Oh, they're back together.
Dustin Johnson, Bubba Watson, Bryson DeChambeau, Brooks Koepka, all those guys.
Yeah, I mean,
Patrick Reed, former Masters champion.
You reading, Phil Mickelson, you reading anything about LIV at all? The partnership.
Look, this partnership was highly touted and expected to be done by now. There's been some reports that people think Augusta National was kind of at the middle of it, thinking that they could bridge the gap, being the preeminent property in the game of golf, that being the Masters. Doesn't seem like they're any closer than they were about a year ago.
Did you watch the whole Full Swing?
I have not watched season three of Full Swing
yet. I just saw the beginning. I saw last year's Masters with Scotty, which was fine. It wasn't as compelling as some other stuff. Sanders watched the whole thing, too. Did you watch the Celtics documentary?
I have not watched HBO? The Celtics documentary.
There's another great
Celtics
one.
Celtics City, isn't
Celtics
that what it's
City, yeah. As Sandra says, I have to. Why would I watch it? I have to live it every day of my life. Not true. And then there's the, I'll tell you a really good one. Either one of you seen the Olympic one on Netflix, where inside Olympic basketball, they give you access to all those countries and teams.
No. I got to watch that one. I've seen it, obviously, but I haven't watched it.
I have a buddy say it is addictive. The access you get, it's not just the American team. They go inside all those teams from the Olympics.
So from the past Olympics.
Do you realize how close we were to being bounced if Steph Curry doesn't go crazy? I don't think we even talk about what was going on. That Steph Curry literally had to bail their ass out.
Yeah, he put him on the back.
And you even go back to the game where LeBron had to make that game-winning layup. We were close to getting bounced there, too, even before the Steph shot.
Yeah, the gap is so close now in terms of these international teams versus ours. So I got to watch that. There's just a few things on the list. So anyways, a couple of things. Hawks playing out the string to get ready for the 7-8. Let's just say they're not going to build love and fan satisfaction with the effort they had Saturday. A Saturday afternoon matinee, and I saw people who went down there, is probably the angriest that I have heard Hawks fans. Don't send us down to the building in the middle of a matinee game on a Saturday, make us sit through traffic, have a bunch of Knicks fans come in, and be down by 35 points. Like, that just can't happen. I don't care.
Yeah, not ideal.
Yeah. Now, they come back yesterday and play a miserable Utah team. The tank city is in full array in the NBA. I mean, when I tell you the tanking going on right now in New Orleans and Utah and
San Antonio,
Washington, like, everybody looking about the Cooper flag. But the beauty of it is, tank all you want. Then things like last year when the Atlanta Hawks come with no chance and they go get the number one pick could happen again, but the Cooper flag sweepstakes is going to be unbelievable.
No question.
Is he going to end up in Washington? You know, the argument could have been made. This Duke dark money article, Wall Street Journal. I don't care if it's dark money or light money or whatever it is. You pay Cooper flag $3, $4 million, right? You say, come back for one more year. Put together another one of these elite teams.
Cement your legacy.
You're going to be on TV every night in front of a sold-out gym where you're the biggest story. Or you're going to be playing for the Wizards. You know?
The Washington Wizards.
Yeah, because arguably he'd still be a top five pick next year. Easy. Top three.
Why wouldn't he be the top pick? What's going to change? Is it somebody else?
I'm just saying. I mean, he's just number throwing one it out pick there. I'd have to look at who's come. You know, I mean, but I'm just saying
he's a generational talent. Yeah, he's going to be number one again. Maybe somebody jumps ahead of him. I don't see how that would happen. Listen, he's going to get to the league, and would a Utah to be a good landing space because it's a great NBA town. New Orleans is a joke. New Orleans can't support a team, Bill. I hate to say this to my buddy Graff, who does a great job on the games.
Yeah.
But that's not, I mean, that is such a small market. They have had little pockets, but, you know, Cooper flag in New Orleans, in Washington, just how obscure the Wizards are right now.
San Antonio would be a good landing spot for him.
Really good. Yep. So that is going to be fascinating to see who gets the top of it. And again, the only thing that matters for the Hawks is, okay, all your pieces are together. You get your playoff experience for Risa Shea. You get your playoff experience for Dyson Daniels. you'll get, you know, this team to have some kind of postseason. We'll see what it is. Because this, what did you call it? The eighth place obscurity?
Play-in purgatory.
Play-in purgatory.
It's exactly what they are.
Yeah.
In. They can't get out. It's been that way for what, four seasons now?
Play-in purgatory is where we live.
Is it safe to say, though, that if Jalen Johnson wouldn't have got hurt, I think they would be at least right there competing for the 60.
Yeah, because he was balling.
Okay.
He was best, having a great,
best
great
scenario,
season.
You're in the 60,
yeah.
Right?
Right.
Are we about winning championships, putting together?
I hope so.
I mean, like, okay, hey, we had a chance for six.
Yeah, but if you looked at this roster at the beginning of the season, you had to know that play-in was probably best case scenario. Like, if we're honest.
Well, yeah, I mean, I don't know. We didn't know anything about Dyson Daniels, obviously.
No, right.
We thought Jalen was going to okay, that's fine. So what's the point, though? Where are we going? Like, I like our roster. I like our decisions. But again,
I think it's always been about the future.
Do you think Jalen Johnson is worth seven wins? Because that would get you into six right now above the Pistons.
And who's the three? The Knicks?
Knicks are three.
Knicks are three. Knicks Pacers are three, four. Yeah. Bucks five.
Listen, as far as I'm concerned, if you have all your pieces, you should be playing for the three next year.
Like, you think Jalen Johnson's worth seven wins?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wow. Jalen Johnson was your third consistent. That's what the Hawks, me and Dylan,
that's
been talking
fine,
about this.
But
he's your third consistent that you've been missing.
Other guys get injured also. That's a lot of different wins. You know, I don't know. Listen, to me, it's the Cavaliers and Celtics are absolutely friggin' loaded. They'll be loaded next year. They'll be loaded after that. You're probably not going to have personnel to match up there. But can you find your way to be where the Knicks and the Pacers,
the Bucks are up there.
Yeah. Chicago's up and coming, although they're in the 9-10 hole, I guess it is.
Yeah.
It's always the Magic, the Hawks, the Bulls, the Heat.
I think we've got to put onus on Tony Ressler and Landry Fields this offseason though. Because you've got the young core now. You've got the trajectory that you want. You've got to go spend some money now.
Get over the cap. Add a piece that is a legit piece, and then be like, here it is.
What would the legit piece be?
It's got to be somebody in the middle, I think.
Miles Turner, Kevin Durant.
I mean, Durant here would be sick.
Kevin Durant.
That would be
sick. Playing out the string here. Still can score like crazy.
Just stay healthy.
Yeah.
Trey facilitating.
Well, I mean, the mix of young guys with a Kevin Durant score would be very interesting. No question.
How much would that cost?
Ooh, that would cost you a pretty penny. But they're going to have plenty of I think they're going to have somewhere around, if I'm not mistaken, around $40 million in cap space to spend.
And
the money's not going to be an issue.
And be willing to go over. Listen, if you look at a nucleus and go Risa, Jalen, and Dyson Daniels to go with Trae Young. But again, very rarely when a point guard is your best player does a team go deep
ever.
Yeah,
of course.
I mean, it's just not – that's not the formula either.
Think about State Farm Arena if Durant was in the house as a Hawk.
They already have the best shot.
I know they do.
But aren't we tired of the Hawks always going to get guys that are kind of
– No, not if it's Kevin Durant, dude. Come on. Come on, Day-Day. If it's Kevin Durant,
maybe hyped. Maybe I have KD fatigue because he just – everywhere he goes, it's not getting done.
Yeah.
Listen, it's time to figure out what they're going to be. And is that going to be like we're watching? Give us a month of the playoffs. Give us a month and a half of the playoffs. They go on forever. You realize that, like, it's like, is it late June?
Yes, I think it's after Father's Day or Father's Day weekend.
That's right.
Dude, the playoffs are the longest freaking thing in history. The fact they go 4 out of 7 first round.
It's insane. It's insane.
Every round is 2 weeks long. Think about that. Every
then it's
round.
Like
2 days that's crazy.
In between
I know,
games.
Dude. It's I know you want to own a specific time of year, but do you have to own that many months? I mean, my God. Hey, when we come back, things I learned over the weekend. Did the Shapiros host the post-prom bash? How did I treat myself on opening day, Braves? I put a video up. I'll tell you about that. Did you see where I ate? On that Friday. Also, lots more from college basketball. We do have a pick for you both on Sports Radio 929 The Game. Hour number four. What are we at here?
Six, seven, eight, and it's 9:26.
He's holding up a three. We've been here since six, Kemosabe. Hour number four. This is filling in for the morning shift. This is our regular 9 to 10. Now, 10 o'clock, Andy and Randy will be here. So all is good. You know, my mom gets nervous if she turns on at 9 and I didn't tell her.
That you're not on the air.
Yeah, she's like, what disaster did he get himself into now? You know, what kind of personal or professional fallout am I going to have to deal with?
But did you go to lunch again?
Say it again.
Did you go to lunch again?
Meaning what?
Lox and Bageled.
Oh, yeah, Lox and Bageled, yeah. The famous elimination of my position over a breakfast at Goldberg's, no less.
Did you have any idea? Like,
well, normally, just kind of CEO etiquette.
Yeah.
When your meal goes north of 90 minutes, I don't think you think you're getting fired.
Wow.
So
yeah, usually that's within the first 15 minutes.
It's usually 5 minutes.
Right.
And I've done it before, never happy about it. But what I don't do is bring someone somewhere, have a lovely meal where you have to have them kiss your butt because you're the boss for an hour and a half, and then lose your position after.
And get whacked.
Like, no. Like James Franklin would say, no. Like, you're making me uncomfortable, right? I don't really care that much about your family or your business.
No, no.
No, I don't.
Strong no.
I was like, I know you're cutting everybody's pay in the middle of COVID. What percentage of my pay are you looking to take?
Correct.
And he said, this is an hour and a half in.
100%.
Yeah, 100%. I said, let me think. Now, if I was making A and you take 100% of income and that is your new income, I believe we're left with zero.
So, I mean, yeah.
Right?
I can tell you that every time I got cut from an NFL team, it was a very brief conversation.
Anytime I've ever had to do that.
Thanks for your service. Yeah. You didn't do anything wrong. It wasn't you. It's me.
Yeah, I got Lux and Bagels.
Thanks
so
much.
I was in the middle. I mean, I actually enjoyed some of my breakfast because I was like, oh. But he had a folder for everybody else. Of like, here's your new deal, which we're making you take because you're in a vulnerable position. He didn't have anything. So I'm looking around like, where's my folder? Yeah, no, we're not gonna do that. We're gonna move on. And to do it, you know, to any Jewish man to be terminated at a Jewish deli, I mean you were gonna talk about taking a sacred place.
And tarnishing.
It's
you get PTSD just driving past it.
There's so many Goldbergs.
I know.
It's like I can't avoid it. There's like so many locations. So I'm like driving down the road. It's like Alpharetta, I'm in trouble. East Cobb, I'm in trouble. I go down to the Battery, I'm in trouble. I'm on Roswell Road, I'm in trouble. I'm in Chamblee. There's Goldbergs everywhere. And I got to be thinking about being Lox and Bageled.
You're always reminded of it, Stakey. Always reminded of it.
100%. I went to 100% of them. Oh, damn. That ain't right. All right. You want to do things I learned over the weekend?
Let's do it.
You know, we do this on occasion in the format. What's the record in sports that absolutely you don't believe could ever be broken?
Right.
Which one would you have said in the... Which ones jumped to mind in the past?
Cal Ripken hits is what I think would ever be broken.
Cal Ripken's streak,
yes.
56 game hitting streak. That's DiMaggio's, right? Which nobody even really
has not even
been north
it.
Of 40
no.
or whatever. 100 points. Now that has a shot. People have been close enough. Averaging, did he average 50 points in a season? Whatever it is, I thought the Wayne Gretzky records were just locked and loaded forever. Nobody ever dominated the sport even close.
But hey. I'm going to try to force it to him if he's open.
Here is Ovechkin, shoots! He scores! He scores! Number 895!
Alex Ovechkin, did you watch any of the highlights or the stories behind
it? Yeah, awesome. Alex Ovechkin now is the NHL's all-time leading goal scorer. I thought what was really cool was I believe on Friday... He had an opportunity to get the goals record at home. There was an empty net, and he took himself off the ice. He said, I'm not doing that. No, thank you. Saved it for yesterday and just
Gretzky,
ripped it.
And Wayne Gretzky being there.
Yeah, that was awesome.
Dude, he just a cannon, an absolute cannon and an absolute legend. Ovechkin gets it done. Meanwhile, speaking of legends, that's what Kelvin Sampson is, and he's one win away from finally getting his championship. And he was very proud to be beating an ACC and a superpower and Big 12 love.
I hear what people say. You know, Duke this, Duke that. Duke's great. John Shire is awesome. But don't sleep on Houston. Don't sleep on Houston. We weren't 34-4 playing in the Toy Poodle League. We were 19-1 in the Big 12. Playing in the Big 12 helped us. Shout out to my Big 12 brethren, Coach Brett Yermark, and all the great coaches in the Big 12.
He said we weren't playing in the Toy Poodle League. Is that what he said? Yeah, they take a lot of pride, that program and that city, from Phi Sama Jama to Elvin Hayes to really very good under Kelvin Sampson for years.
Absolutely.
But the Steak and Drew 1-2 punch are telling you the game is a pick 'em right now.
Yep.
I think the Florida Gators win the national title.
Yeah, Walter Clayton Jr. is absolute stud. They got so much depth. They're battle-tested out of the SEC. I know Houston has a stingy defense, 18-game national leading win streak, 35-4 on the season stake, but I like Florida tonight.
Think how fun this has been for Florida Gator fans. The amount of big games all year.
Oh, nonstop.
We got Bama.
Every night.
We got Tennessee. We got Auburn. We got Kentucky, you know.
Georgia.
Yeah, we're just... And then you roll through these unbelievable games in the tournament where Walter Clayton Jr. has to bail you out. And then they're just top to bottom. They got size. They're incredibly deep in terms of the different things they can do. I like them tonight as well. A couple of other quick notes. Ratings for the Final Four up.
Yeah, CBS had their most watched Final Four since 2017. Keep in mind, all four teams were the number one seeds, the second time only that's ever happened, the first time since 2008. But Saturday's pair of games averaged 15.3 million viewers on CBS, the most watched in 8 years.
And finally, Duke's really having a bad weekend. They weren't happy last week with... You know, the characters in White Lotus, they went to Duke,
yes.
The dad.
The North Carolina family.
And he's got a gun in his hand. He's going to kill himself numerous times.
Yes.
They didn't like it last week when that was circulating, let alone the memes on Saturday night after they blow the lead. And every meme was a picture of a guy in a Duke shirt holding a gun to his head.
Yes.
They said, we have no affiliation with that series, and we don't appreciate how we are being portrayed in it. You know, you're a high-profile school. Sometimes you just...
Them's the breaks.
Yeah. White Lotus, season finale, scale of 1 to 10. What do you give it?
6.
Wow. Underwhelmed.
There was some left to be desired.
All right. Well, I'll give it a 7.5. Okay. I love the season. I love everything about it.
I thought the season was great, too. I thought Walton Goggins was phenomenal. I thought the acting
was
spectacular. Yeah. Sam Rockwell, so cool.
Hey, we'll do 3 strikes. Lots more Bravos action, too, to talk about on Sports Radio 99. .940 Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Steak and Drew Butler. Yes, this is a normal steakhouse, but we're off an hour earlier to get Andy Rannick. We've been here since 6 a.m. Rocking and rolling.
Watching the sunrise the clouds
What do you
rise.
Notice about your first day working with us in mornings, Dylan? Any thoughts? Energy level you've been happy with?
I've been happy with everything. Energy level, the topics have been good. We've done a good job covering everything. So I've been loving it, guys. It's been a thing too where it hasn't been like too crazy. It's been a perfect version of good energy, but also like chill. You know
nice.
What I mean?
Nice.
Well, we like to have conversations, Drew and I.
Yeah.
You know?
And it's been that. It's been very conversational.
Yeah,
I love it.
You know, we are simpatico. He has an old soul. Drew, he knows a lot of things. He has a lot of insight for a young man on a lot of things, particularly, you know where I had Friday, it was opening day baseball. Did you see what I did for lunch?
I did. I do believe I saw the correct one. You, I mean, you've got 10 million food videos on your Instagram.
Well, I was in Dunwoody around lunchtime. I played some tennis.
I do know where you went for lunch.
And there's
You went to see our friend Billy.
Yeah, Billy Kramer at NFA Burger.
Yes.
And
That looked spectacular.
Yeah, I mean, NFA is a smash burger sensation. But have you heard about this new outfield market?
Yes, I've read about it. Have not, obviously, have not been to Truist Park.
I haven't since. This is a content lover's dream, and I'm curious if anybody out there has sampled the outfield, essentially food hall. So NFA's got sliders out there. Okay, then there's Velvet Taco, when they have three locations in Atlanta, Taqueria Tsunami. Did I get that right?
Yeah. Taqueria Tsunami. Yep.
Pepper's Hot Dogs, also an Atlanta brand. Here's the big one, dude. I mean, here's where it all comes together. Fred's Meat and Bread, which has the finest cheesesteak, I would argue, I've ever had in my life.
Wow.
Including Philadelphia. Dude, they use, like, prime rib. It's ridiculously good meal. Fred's Meat and Bread, they're out
That's
there.
That's all available at Truist Park now?
This is what I'm in this food hall. Coop's Wings, and a dessert spot as well. But get NFA and Fred's Meat and Bread out there and Velvet. I mean, there's a lot of things going on there. So that, I mean, that to me is the most important thing I have going in my life right now. I have to go sample that.
Can I? Yeah, I would 100% agree with that. I need to do that as well. Can I tell you about one meal that I had in San Diego that just blew my socks off? We're walking down Pacific Beach. We're on the boardwalk. My buddy's like, I got to take you to Nico's, Nico's Fish Market.
Okay.
What is Nico's? It is a dive. Steps off the beach, a straight dive. You walk in, it is a true fish market. You got your busher. This is a fish market. Nico himself works behind the counter. Nico, in the mornings, gets in his boat, catches the catch of the day, and then he makes the menu based off the catch. So I said, what's for today? They said fish burritos. It was like some halibut or something that he had just caught.
Dude, that's awesome. What a great story.
Ridiculous. It was like a Chipotle burrito, massive, with this fish that was just caught mere hours ago.
You ever travel through Greece or other towns where you're in these little fishing towns, and literally they're just like, let's just see what the fisherman has, and they bring you the table, like the four fish they just caught like an hour ago. And you pick one, and they just saute it up. It's super fresh or whatever. That's cool. That's
so
the way
good.
To do things. Yeah.
So good.
All right, let me give you our three strikes, get that lined up here.
Okay.
First off, the most impressive record in all of sports. What do you think is the most impressive record in all of sports? Your favorite place in Florida. Mm. Your favorite place. Should I say favorite town or just leave it open-ended?
I think place is perfect, yeah.
Okay. And what are the proper toppings for a hot dog? What are the appropriate toppings for a hot dog? I'll just throw it out to room. Dylan, what do you put on a hot dog?
I like the works on a hot dog. Give me ketchup, give me mustard, give me pickle relish, give me diced onions. And am I missing anything? That's
coleslaw, chili, any of that?
Nah, I'm good on both of those.
Man, it just depends, man. I love a good, great chili dog, chili cheese dog, but then at the same time, I love a good mustard, ketchup, relish mix.
Okay, I can go two ways here. And one, first off, answer to the question is a Chicago dog. A Chicago dog is the perfect hot dog.
Yeah, I kind of love a Chicago
specifically,
dog.
Specifically, no ketchup. Second, as I was driving to the airport last week, I passed by the Varsity and I said, you know what? A chili dog from the Varsity never misses.
You literally pulled in and pulled that off?
No, I did not pull that off, but I thought aloud to myself, a chili dog from the Varsity never misses. And I'll tell you, for me, it's nostalgic because until we were 10, 11 years old is when we moved to Atlanta. So whenever we came to visit our grandparents, first stop after the airport, Varsity. Loved it.
That was a staple. Wow.
Yeah, okay. Loved it.
So there's some history there.
So Chicago dog number one, perfect hot dog. Number two, you cannot go wrong with a Varsity chili dog.
All right, there you go. So 404-726-0929. 404-726-0929. Tough rain out yesterday, but everybody knew pretty early that thing wasn't going to happen, right? If you saw the weather reports, that game will be made up in August, I believe.
August 9th.
Okay. So now you sit with that really ugly record.
1-8, worst in the majors.
So you had the 10-0 explosion, That's just the funny thing about sports, Mitch. And what do they say, that momentum is only as good as the next day starting pitcher or whatever, depending on what happens? Although I didn't think that, you know, Cal Quantrill was going to be the guy that would shut you down. But you go from a 10-0 to a 3-0. All those guys that got hot, listen, you're home for five, right? It's supposed to be six. Now you're home for five. Just get a little momentum going. Right.
Something, please. Two out of three against the Phillies is much needed. Three out of three.
Yeah, I agree. You have to just keep winning series.
Yes.
Because the road is to get to 500, right? However path, you know, over the next month or so, you've dug a significant hole, right? And now it's about just getting some consistency, specifically offensively, where, you know, you're already six games out of first behind the Phillies. The Phillies have started at 7-2. I think they took two out of three from the Dodgers. They did over the weekend. By the way, the Padres, who came undefeated over to the East Coast as well. Remember, they were 15-0 combined, those two. The Padres came back down to earth. They lost two out of three to the Cubbies, and the Cubs are in first place in their division as well. So, you know, great TV this week to see the Phillies in town. Masters week, Braves and Phillies. Also for three nights starting tomorrow, getting Chris Sale back out there. So now now you go about the work, you're getting respectable. So that's part of what you have to be thinking about. If you're thinking about Augusta and the Masters and storylines outside of Rory McIlroy, what is it that – is there a legacy at stake for any of these guys more so than others? Is this, again – it's Scottie Scheffler's word. All these other guys just living in it. Like, what's your energy?
You know, I think the legacy question is firmly on Rory McIlroy. And I was listening to a golf commentator the other week simply talk about, until Rory gets it done, he will always go into the Masters with this high of expectation. He will never show up to Augusta National, Rory McIlroy, to where he is not the top storyline because of how good of a golfer he is, because of how many tournaments he's won, and because this one is so elusive for him. I think there's 6 to 8 Georgia Bulldogs who are in the field as well, so there'll be a little hometown flavor in Augusta this week as far as Georgia Bulldog golfers.
That's how many there are?
Yeah, it should be awesome.
Yeah.
So it's going to be a great, great week. But you're talking about some guys like a Colin Morikawa, who I think is very live this week. Ludwig Åberg is live as well. Yeah. Going to be phenomenal week of golf at Augusta National. And I was watching the Augusta Women's Amateur Championship on Saturday. That golf course looks just ridiculously pristine right now. It looks so good. Augusta National, of course.
So they were there playing in the
final round of the Augusta National Women's Amateur was on Saturday. Yes. Yeah, so if you had passes, you could go as a patron and get on the grounds early and have access to the merchandising tent before the craziness of today starts.
That's
so
cool.
Yeah.
Yeah. And obviously, the par three on Wednesday, great opportunity. Practice rounds, people are going to be okay for today and tomorrow.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
First chance to see the course and see what the fallout is from the storms and the trees and everything else. So that's going to be going on. So, you know, it's just one of these classic Atlanta weeks, you know, where folks are going to be renting houses up and down within hours to go there.
I'm sure Sandy will have a busy, busy week at the lake as well, because that's a short drive over to Augusta.
The private flights.
Oh, you'll see some serious hardware on that private jet runway.
That private jet runway is ridiculous, right? Most crowded day, would you think maybe Saturday for the big wigs? More, right?
Definitely Saturday. Saturday's, I mean, Sunday is a prized day as well, but sometimes it's also on Easter Sunday, but it's not this year.
Okay. But there are a lot of folks that by Sunday, these big wigs, they're out.
Yeah.
They're not sticking around until 7 o'clock.
That's right.
The end of the day. Just wanted to be close on Sunday. You want that drama down the stretch.
Back nine at Augusta. Yeah. Nothing better.
You want to have it on Saturday and Sunday, just seeing who's the top of the leaderboard. So some of the best television for sure. 404-726-0929. Chief, thanks for being a part of the program. Good morning, Chief.
What's happening, Chief?
How are we doing today, filling in for your guys?
All right, man, y'all doing a great job. Kept me entertained.
Okay. Well, it's not our first rodeo, you know. Hey, most impressive record in all of sports.
Cal Ripken. It's got to be Cal. It's got to be Cal. Because these players now, they just won't stay healthy.
Your favorite place in Florida?
Daytona Beach.
And what are the proper toppings for a hot dog?
Easy. Mustard and onion. That's all you need, steak. Mustard and onions.
Why is ketchup so controversial with folks?
Because ketchup's not that good.
Dude. You know my fraternity? Because I like ketchup on a lot of my meals when I was a freshman at Tulane. I had to carry around a bottle of ketchup and do this is not the worst hazing. It was worse. But I had to do shots of ketchup. Anytime a brother.
No.
He just walk out to me, do a shot of ketchup.
No.
Yeah, yeah. It could have been worse. It could have been like mayo, right?
That would be worse.
Shapiro, give me a shot. Could have been tequila, right? It was ketchup.
That could be better than ketchup.
Hey, Neil, in Dalton, what's the most impressive record in all of sports?
Hey, I've got to say it's Cal Ripken as well. My son was able to get his autograph back when he was 7, and he's 30 now. So
that's awesome.
Your favorite place in Florida?
I'd have to go with Sanibel Captiva and definitely eating at the Bubble Room.
And what are the proper toppings for a hot dog?
I'm a little, probably just kraut, spicy brown mustard.
Yeah.
Can't go wrong with that.
Okay.
Love that.
Solid. Solid. Thank you, sir. William in Austell, what's the most impressive record in all of sports?
Good morning, guys. Great show. I got to go with the 6 consecutive Jordan wins, man, in the championship, man.
6-0 in the finals, 6 MVPs.
Absolutely. That's definitely the highlight of it all.
Your favorite place in Florida?
Got to go with them powder sand beaches in Destin, my man.
30A. Destin, great.
Gonna be packed this week.
It's gonna be bananas. I love Orange Beach also. It used to be kind of a
sleepy. Yeah, Orange Beach is great too, man. I love Orange Beach too.
Gotten too popular down there. What are the proper toppings for a hot dog?
I gotta go with everybody else, man, especially Day-Day. Day-Day said, I love a good chili dog. There's this one spot in Chester, Pennsylvania. It's no longer there. It's called John Dog. It's the best chili sauce ever made in the entire world. And I gotta go with just the regular onions, mustard, and relish, and the sliced
onion.
That's
a lot going on. It's a lot going on. Thank you, buddy. Ricky,
What are your thoughts on the varsity? You kind of like poo-pooed me.
Listen, everybody has their Everybody has their
bougie
passions.
Steak. Okay, I get it.
Oh, listen.
I get it.
I love the
I might go there after the show.
I love the tradition. Hey, Ricky and Noonan. Hey, Ricky, what's the most impressive record in sports?
Well, I happen to, this is an obvious choice, but I happen to run against this guy in his first race back in the early 70s. His name was Edwin Moses, and his first race was at the Morehouse Relays, and I ran at Tech, and he ran for Morehouse, and he had a dual degree from Georgia Tech. But he went 11 years without losing.
Without losing a race, right?
Right. Well, he won every race.
Yeah. Your favorite place in Florida?
Sandestin.
And what are the proper toppings for a hot dog?
Chili and mustard. Go with Drew.
There you go.
What's a Chicago dog has the...
Sport peppers, tomato, pickle.
Was it Portillo's?
Relish. Oh, Portillo's. I cannot wait until that location opens up here.
There's a Portillo's coming, huh?
I believe in the Kennesaw area.
All right. I think our work is done here. Thank you for your 4 hours.
Thank you, sir.
Great to be with you.
Always great to be here.
Day-Day, Dylon, thanks for all your help always. We're back tomorrow morning. A young lady named Sandra Golden.
The queen. She
will be here. All week long she'll be here. Mike Johnson will be here later on the week also. All kinds of fun and shenanigans. Lots of great guests. Thanks for making the Steakhouse part of your day. Bye.